So I guess this is what I've always struggled with, is where do I begin? I guess you begin by hitting the equivalent of play and record on the digital audio recorder and just starting to talk. It, you know, but I there's this saying that says, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And I hear that staying at the state legislature a lot when they talk about bills that really aren't ready to be brought to the legislature. But the people who are the sponsors of said bills say, we shouldn't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Now, trust me, when you're in the state legislature, you need for it to be perfect. But this is a different thing. This is just a podcast. But I've gotten up inside my own head, and I've let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Because when I produce these regularly as a part of my career, as a part of my 40-year career on the radio thing, I had perfection, and of course, as perfect as I could get it, but I had a wonderful studio and all the right gear in which I could produce a podcast, and it was simple for me. But it's a little more difficult now, because, you know, now I just have this microphone, which is a professional microphone. It's an Electro Voice RE20, if you're into the details. But I have this microphone, it's plugged into a little Rodecaster board that I record up onto my computer, and it's not that perfect studio that I had there at iHeartMedia. And I used to have, like, sound openers that were really cool. I'd have, in fact, I think I still have the old Scott Cast opener here. Oh, no, it doesn't work. See? There it is. It was that. You see, but I can only let that go for a couple of seconds, and now I have to shut it off, because I'm no longer legally licensed to use that. And so I have to look for other alternatives. And in my head, since I've left the radio business, I've let the perfect be the enemy of the good, because I know what I'm capable of, but geez, all my tools aren't exactly right, my website's not exactly right yet, and so I'm letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. Let's see if we can start to some sort of semblance of a beginning, where I'm looking for music that I can use. Here, I'll maybe I should play some of this stuff. You know. I don't like that. I'm looking for stuff that sounds like me. That's not it. Yeah, that's not it. That's kind of me. I'll find something. See, because right now, I have to have the perfect identification music, and I have to have the perfect production before I go to work with a podcast that I have found out via a blog post on my website at scottkjames.com that people want to hear. And I'll get into that in a couple of seconds. Let's see if I can just really get into a groove rather than just rambling at you and tell you what this is all about. My name is Scott James. Many of you know me through a 40-year radio broadcast career. Others of you know me because I'm a Weld County Commissioner. Many of you know me because I'm your friend and your neighbor and your former mayor and a town councilman and just a community guy. I'm a Northern Colorado native that has been on the radio and actively involved in the community since I graduated high school in 1981, for crying out loud. And there have been many changes in my life lately that I'll get into talking about, because I want to keep each one of these Scottcasts around 15 to 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes if we have a guest. But I don't know where to begin, because I don't know whether you're familiar with me or not. Let's just assume that maybe you have a familiarity with me. And that's what's weird about these, because, geez, what's my audience going to be? And what's my target? And what's my topic? And many of you have just said, hey, why don't you just let it be you? Well, I don't know. Me's a little goofy, for crying out loud. But there are so many things that I want to talk about. So let's begin with the fact that I'm Scott James. I am a Weld County Commissioner, former mayor of the town of Johnstown. I am a fourth-generation Colorado native. I recently ran for Congress, then I came to my senses and stopped that. And that's an entire another podcast right there is, geez, let's run for Congress, they said. It'd be fun, they said. And many parts of it were fun, but it was a very eye-opening. And so I just a couple of weeks ago suspended that campaign, and I'm trying to refine my voice. Let's begin there. Ever since they drew the 8th Congressional in the state of Colorado, I kind of took a look at that in the very beginning, and I said, no, it's Barb Kirkmeyer's to run for. And our former commissioner and current senator, Barb Kirkmeyer, decided to run for it. And she lost in 2022 by just 1,632 votes, by a very narrow margin. And I had a conversation with the senator, and I said, Barb, this year's to run for, but if you don't, I'm kind of curious about it. Barb told me at the time that I talked to her that she wasn't ready to make that decision. She thought about it, and she made a decision. Oh, geez, it's been a year and a half ago now for me, that said she wasn't going to run, so I ran. And that was interesting in the fact of what it did to my voice and what it did to an entire career. And it was a sacrifice that I was willing to make, but it was a sacrifice. And the sacrifice was, if I ran for Congress, I could no longer have a job at iHeartRadio. And that was kind of the bottom line. And look, I got where they were at because there was a certain amount of liability, a certain opportunity for an equal time complaint from opponents that would have put the company in peril. So we came to the conclusion that after 40 years and 10 months on behind a microphone and after 20 years with that company, we'd called it good. So I parted ways, retired is what they generously allowed me to call it. I retired from iHeartRadio and ran for Congress. But when I did so, I was told by political consultants to make myself a smaller target, which is interesting for me because I am a man that you know that has lived his life very out loud. And I'm very comfortable with living my life out loud because who I am behind the microphone versus who I am in public versus who I am in private conversations is the same guy. I am me regardless of where me goes. But the political consultants of the world, and I had to have a couple that I had to hire if I was going to run for Congress. The political consultants of the world said, you know what, they're going to weaponize and twist every word that you say and take it out of context. And so I had to endeavor to take a 40-year radio career, to take 15 years worth of a personal blog at scottkjames.com, which I've just recently relaunched, and it's a shell of what it used to be. I had to take the Scottcast. I had to take my body of work, so to speak. And most of it was not political. Most of it was emotional, spiritual, cultural. Some of it was political. But most of it was just simply a reflection of who I am. But they said they will lift those words. They will take and use your words against you. They will weaponize words, which is a recent blog post I wrote. So since I hired and paid a lot of money for consultants to tell me how to run to be a member of the United States House of Representatives, I decided to pay attention to them. Because after all, I am just a broadcaster and a community servant, and I'm a ranch kid at heart. And they're the ones that are the politicians. So they said, you need to pull all this down. You need to make yourself a smaller target. So my body of work, including my broadcast career, including some of my personal thoughts that I blogged through the years, including these Scottcasts. You'll notice that this is episode number 86. I found four or five that I posted up online when I decided to, in my campaign for Congress, and kind of regain my voice. I tried to find a lot of that stuff. The archive tools that I used were a mess. The website I was trying to rebuild was a mess. And I was letting the perfect be the enemy of the good, per se. And then I got stuck, which is a recent blog post at scottkjames.com that I would encourage you to write, or to read, rather. Because when I wrote it, I was stuck. I still am, as I record this in front of you right now, still a little bit stuck. Here's what I know. The good Lord gifted me with a knack for communication. I know inherently that I am a peacemaker, and a principled peacemaker at that. And I know that the world that exists today, politically, culturally, socially, spiritually, in every aspect, the world that we exist, that exists today, has forgotten how to have a conversation. And one of my favorite things is having conversations. And, you know, it's so funny, when I go to parties or when I go to community events, And I run into you and I see you. I kind of suck at small talk. I'm not overly good at it, but I can hop right into a discussion about taxation policy or about the status of the church or, you know, spiritual and cultural and societal. I can hop right into those conversations just like that. But to make that little, how are you and how have the kids been and how's the weather? And I suck at it. But I'm pretty good at jumping right into the deep conversations that I love to facilitate and I love to have. And I think the world needs to have conversations. Lately, what we've done is we've dug down into our digital silos. And you know those people, you watch them fight on social media. We've dug down into our digital silos and we no longer engage with one another. No, we throw what I call word grenades. you know, with a post. It's a posting or a righteous, you know, old man shakes fist at cloud. One of those kind of righteous statements, and we'll throw out a word grenade and it'll go in somebody's face. But no one ever converses or responds with one another. We never have good old-fashioned arguments anymore. I would encourage a good old-fashioned respectful argument, a debate, a conversation, a discussing of issues, a give it a take, and most importantly, a listening. But we don't do that anymore. Instead, we dig ourselves down into digital silos, and we throw word grenades at one another, and they're constantly going off in one another's faces. And we dig down into our silos and associate with our tribes all the more. And we have become mortified in one of the most exciting ever eras of communication, where we should be having amazing, true conversations. We no longer have them. We throw word grenades at one another, and we hunker down with our tribe and in our own silos, and we grow ever and ever more distant. And that bothers me to the core. And so when I decided that, yeah, Congress is not for me, you know, that's something that I had my sights on for 2 years. I worked very, very hard at it. And at age 61, I found myself having to reinvent myself a little bit, because I was certainly your Weld County Commissioner and an elected representative. But was I any longer a broadcaster? Was I any longer a voice in the community? And I believe myself still to be, because my God-given skill set, my tools still exist in a time that I see a need for conversation. I wrote on a blog post just last night. Let me just read it to you verbatim. I wrote, "Radio was such a part of my life and who I am for so many years. It is how most of you know me. I don't miss the 2 a.m. alarms, and I don't. I don't miss the daily grind. Trust me, I have plenty to keep me busy serving as a Weld County Commissioner. I do miss the connection, the conversation, relating to, communicating with, and serving you. I miss that. And I definitively do. Funny thing," I write, "I think the world needs more conversations, discussions, even spirited arguments and debates. As it stands now, we just hunker down in our respective digital silos and lob word grenades at one another. We don't connect, we don't converse, we don't listen, and we desperately need to." Jeez, that was pretty good when I wrote this. "In the last few weeks, I have talked to friends, and a bit in this space," meaning on Facebook and social media, "about podcasts. Frankly, I'm stuck. See my last post." And that was God writing through me. I suggest you go see that post called Stuck at scottkjames.com. Back to what I wrote yesterday. "It wouldn't be Scott and Sadie, and it wouldn't. And while I miss my friend, I'm ready for something different, and not someone, but just a different kind of an endeavor than what the Scott and Sadie show was. It wouldn't be radio shtick," as I write. And trust me, I had a ball doing shtick with Sadie for 15 years and really most of my career. We did laughs and jokes and had fun. And trust me, that is needed in this space. But I feel like I'm called to engage in a different kind of communication. Anyway, I can get back to the blog post. "It wouldn't be radio shtick. It would be what fascinates me and what I believe needs to be discussed. Because there's so many things that fascinate me about the human condition. There's so many things that fascinates me about our unlimited potential, about our society, about our culture. And there are things that I just believe need to be discussed and explained." Back to my post. "I have always described myself as a public servant, professional communicator, and social, cultural, political, and spiritual commentator." I am. I consider myself that. Is that a podcast?" I asked. "Here's an earnest question. Help me refine my focus. What intrigues you? What would you want to listen to?" And in social media world, I received some pretty amazing feedback, and thank you for it. Let me just read some of this. Jolene says, "I would listen." Michelle says, "Positive. What's going on that is good? Who's doing good? I can look for that good news kind of thing, so to speak, but there's a lot of people in that space, a lot of disc jockeys, you know, Bobby Bones and those kind of people. But I can certainly talk about the good that's happening in Northern Colorado because I see it. I see it every day." Amber writes, whatever you think about the day you broadcast would be awesome. You don't want to know where my headspace is on any given day, Amber. Again, remember, I'm a political, spiritual, societal, cultural commentator. And that encompasses who we are. That encompasses the human condition. And so I guess I want to comment on it. Don says, I'd listen to you. You always have the right words and perspective. Don, thank you. You're very kind. Jesse asks, more with Sadie. Maybe. I know Sadie's off doing her own podcast with Sean, and I wish her very well in that endeavor. But it's just, I'm at a different stage in my life. Sadie has more time. I feel the clock ticking in the back of my head every day. Danny wrote something very nice. This is my friend Danny Dodge, who has a production company. Amazing. He's an amazing video audio producer, by the way. Danny writes, I just enjoy listening to Scott being Scott. You're fun-loving, entertaining, and you've got great common sense. Thank you, Danny. I would love to listen to a show where you brought on guests that you find interesting or you have interesting topics to discuss. Thank you. My friend Tim says, I'd certainly give it a listen, Scott. Thank you. Deanna says, I would listen to you, Scott K. James. You're inspiring. Your faith, your heart, your conviction, and your loyalty, your love of family and our beautiful state, just you be you. Man, that's kind. That makes me want to cry. Thank you, Deanna. Stacy says, anything to help me direct or redirect my day. How to be a better person, wife, parent, businesswoman, follower of Jesus, etc. Anything about America, anything about Jesus, anything about Northern Colorado. Even better if it's all those things at once. Oh, those are things I all definitively love, too. Yeah, my friend Scott, another Scott from church, my big buddy Scott from church, he says, politics simplified. He says, name could be taken. Okay, thanks, Scott, for letting me see. Politics simplified. What if there's a trustworthy source that simplified political structure, policy, and more so Americans can make an informed and educated decision on Election Day? Now, I have to admit that I'm a partisan. I'm a registered Republican. I serve as a registered Republican. So you have to understand that I will have inherent bias. But one of the things that drives my party, my own party, crazy is I'm not conservative enough. I don't go hard enough because I try to balance myself. I try to have a balance, but I am, Scott, bias. But one of the things that I am very much passionate about is understanding the proper role of governments. Understanding what a county government can do versus what a municipal government can do versus what a state government can do. And I'm a big, big, big stickler for process. I believe that we are a nation of laws and not of men, of people, per se. What is the radio guy I listen to? I listen to Steve Dace. Steve Dace has a podcast on the Blaze Radio Network, on Glenn Beck's network. And Steve, he has a saying that's interesting. We are not a nation of laws, and we never have been. We are a nation of political will, and we always will be. Now, I disagree with Steve there, because I do believe us to be a nation of laws. And lately, and I will produce another podcast likely tomorrow on this very topic of what people want us to pass a resolution right now that declares that we're a non-sanctuary county. Well, we're not a sanctuary county, so why do I have to pass a resolution that says what we're not? We're not a sanctuary county. There, the end. Why do I have to pass a resolution that says that I'm not a sanctuary county? That's nothing but political, and it has nothing to do with the proper role of government. It's an improper use of a I'm raging already. But getting back to Scott's comments, I would love to be able to talk about the proper role of government, because I believe, this is inherently conservative, what I'm about ready to say, I believe in a small, limited government bound by the Constitution and the rule of law that fulfills only its proper role. I've said that so many times. And so when people want me as a county commissioner to assert some sort of authority, some sort of power that I don't have, because I derive the power, it's from the consent of the governed, so to speak, from you. And I derive the authority that I have from a county charter, from our codes and ordinances, from state statute, and from federal statute. And any sort of quote-unquote power, you know, whenever I say that, I feel like Emperor Palpatine. You know, now you'll know the power of the dark side. Whatever quote-unquote power, and I call it authority, whatever authority I have is derived from you, from the consent of the governed. and people want me to exercise authority that I don't have. They're saying, well, wait a minute, I'm a Republican and you're a Republican, and since you won't do what I want, then you're a rhino. And then they call me names, and I say, wait a minute, what I'm doing is inherently conservative because I'm not exceeding the authority that is granted to me by you. Oh, Scott, see, you might be onto something. I'm just commenting on Scott's comment here. Politics Simplified. It is a very much a passion of mine that you and I understand the proper role of any given government. Okay, back to this Facebook post where people were so kind as to comment so often. Courtney says, I would definitely listen no matter what you're talking about. You're very kind. Ann says, I miss your voice, Scott James. Why? That I'll deviate. See, I go down rabbit trails. I'm sorry. A friend of mine that I've known for many, 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 many years. I saw her at an event this, when I say many, I mean 40. When I was in an event this last fall, I ran into her. And she said, hey, I miss your voice. And I kind of glibly said, well, geez, there's 500 or so podcasts floating around out there. You can certainly find me. And what she said is what she meant, I miss your take on things. And I guess, Anne, where I left off, I'm happy to give you my take on things. If that's my role, and you have to understand it comes through my filter and my bias. Becky says, I always enjoyed the honesty, the faith, the fun, and the real stories and the daily life that you shared. And of course, the laughter. She's going to want me to laugh. I can't laugh on cue. Got to have the laughter, she says. Great, now the pressure's on. I could see you doing a podcast with multiple visitors from daily life, friends, family, maybe local guests. Even though we were born in the same year, geez, Becky, you're not that old. I always learned a lot from you about local activities, process, politics, your stance, etc. I think we all just miss hearing your voice and perspective. I definitely listen to your podcast. Becky, thank you. I'm honored. That's flattering. I want to cry. Justin says, I still listen to the Sadie and Sean I Have No Friends show. You should. And if that's the kind of shtick you're after, then go for it. And he says, I definitely listen to you regardless of the platform. Thank you. James says, for sure I will enjoy that. I would be one of your 7 listeners. Jeez, that's on a good day. Alexander says, we need the Scott James Cigar Break podcast. Puffing and discussing life and all it has to offer. See, that's the very cool thing about the gear that I use. It's very portable. I might just set up in my backyard, invite a few friends over, and we'll have some cigars. Kevin says, you have talent behind a microphone, the passion shows, and you know it brings you joy. Oh, it does. It does. Thank you, Kevin, for recognizing that. He says, do more of that. Being able to relate and bond with audiences is an art and not easy to do. You use your God-given skills. And that's what I feel. And I could go on and on. In fact, in this, each podcast will have an associated blog post at scottkjames.com. It may show up at the show notes, wherever you're. I'm up on iHeart. I'll be on iTunes. I'm on Spotify. I think we're up on Pandora. And so the major podcast distribution platform, so to speak, most of us are either iTunes or iHeartRadio. Geez, I don't have to kiss that company's butt anymore. But by the way, iHeartRadio, a great platform. It just is. I lost my train of thought. Every podcast will be associated with a blog post. And in the show notes, in the blog post, so to speak, that is associated with this particular podcast, I'll embed this Facebook post in there. And you all were very, very flattering. Now, a couple of things that bothers me. Here I am letting the enemy be the perfect be the enemy of the good. My website at scottkjames.com is not near what it used to be because remember, I took it all down. I started telling you about that. I took everything down and it's not what it used to be. And I guess that bothers me quite a bit. So please don't judge me for what's there now. I'll just continue to work on it every day, and I'll give you a communications platform. Radio station, we don't need no stinking radio station. Although I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you I wasn't talking to a couple of them. So that, you know, the scottkjames.com will be my distribution platform, and you can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, and iHeartRadio. Okay. Now, back to the perfect being the enemy of the good. The website is not perfect. It tries to embed a player there that you supposedly click on, but it's not playing it. Darn it, it's not playing the podcast. I'll figure that out. Maybe even by the time you get around to listening to this, just know that right now you're going to have to find this embedded either on the iTunes app, the iHeartRadio app, Pandora, Spotify. There we go. Just a couple more from this, and then I'll close. Anna Maxey says, I would love to hear more from you. You could have people with differing opinions discuss all sides of a topic. I realize we all come to the table with our own biases. However, making everyone feel comfortable at the table, regardless of color of the placemat, is a real talent of yours. And I would like to think it would be. When I dropped out of the congressional race, I had a conversation, just a text conversation, with Congresswoman Carvalho. And although I agree very little with Congresswoman Carvalho, she's a Democrat, I'm a Republican, and we agree on very, very little. Gosh darn it, I like her. You know, and we even shared a little bit via text about how neither one of us were over looking forward to a general because we're going to have to blow each other up because that's what politicians do, right? And gosh darn it, I like her. I think she's a good person. And people, so long as they are good, can vehemently disagree on issues as long as they have that respect for one another. And I say those things, and I think for that which exists on the political extremes anymore, they can't accept that. And they come at me and they say, you must go harder, bro. Now, trust me, I am not going to bend on the principle. And for some reason, they think since I'm not the old man shaking my fist at the clouds and going harder, you know, throwing more word grenades, how come you're not lighting more people on fire on social media? Why, that's how we know when you're fighting for us. Come on. I stand by my principle, and I fight for that which I know to be right. But just because I'm not yelling via social media at the other side doesn't mean, in some people's mind, that means I'm not fighting for them. What, because I'm not screaming about it? I'm not throwing more word grenades on social media? That's wrong. And if that's what you're looking for in an elected official, then maybe a shot, maybe you ought to shop for somebody else. Because I will always be respectful. Always. Because ultimately, when we die and we take our last breath on earth and we take our first breath, hopefully in heaven, I believe in the Savior. And so I believe what the Bible says about me, and that means I'll go to heaven. And when I take that first breath in heaven, I know that I will not be judged based on whether I'm a Democrat or a Republican. I know I will not be judged on how hard I went, how many word grenades I threw on social media, how righteous I tried to stand. I will be judged on whether or not I identify as a son of the risen God, on whether or not I proclaim Jesus Christ as my Savior, and whether or not I've loved my neighbor as myself. That's what I'll be judged on, not whether I had some killer memes and I own the libs on social media. If that's what you're looking for, you're looking in the wrong direction. Trust me, I'll fight for what I believe to be right, and a lot of what I believe is inherently conservative. But I will not try to own my fellow man via some word grenade. All right, I've gone for almost 30 minutes. That's long enough. Geez, I don't have any outro music. You know, I should be having some outro music. Even a cheesy, maybe I can find something here. What was I listening to online? Let's bring this back up. Here, preview this. It won't play. Nah, I hate that. I hate that here. Maybe this one. Now, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. There will be more. We'll get it tuned in. And one day I'll get it to where it's closer to perfect. Close enough to perfect for me. There's an Alabama song. We'll close on that. I love you. # please do good stuff. It is episode 86 by number. There's only 4 or 5 online. Maybe I'll find the other 84 or 85 one day. But it is the new relaunch of the Scottcast. Like it, share it, subscribe it. Follow us on iTunes or iHeartRadio or wherever you are. And shoot me a comment. send me a text. I'm at 970-227-8386. Me at scottkjames.com is my email address. Find me on social media or just listen and subscribe tomorrow. It's the ScottCast. Thanks for being here.